Welcome, everyone. We will be up to Bezes Hashem, Zev Chavis Avavai Shar Habitachin, Shir number 10. And we're going to continue the Hagdama. We finished the 10 advantages that a Baal HaBitachin has over a Baal Timea, which is an alchemist that in the times of the Chavis Avavis, they believed, or some believed, that they had the ability to, with hard work and certain chemicals, be able to transform base metals into more precious gold. Now we're going to talk about spiritual benefits of bitachin. U'mitayelas habitachin b'Hashem b'inyan ha'tayra. Trust in Hashem, which is beneficial to a person in the matter of his spiritual life in Taira. Later he'll talk about the physical benefits. Now he's talking about the spiritual benefits of bitachin. Ki ha'piteach b'Hashem. When one trusts in Hashem, imhu bal mamain, if he is wealthy, yemar loitzi chayves elokim, the chayves b'ni adam mimamainei b'nefesh hafeitza v'ruach nediva, then he will hurry to use his wealth to fulfill his obligations towards Hashem and his obligations towards people with a willing soul and generous spirit. B'nefesh hafeitza, with a willing soul, the Ruach Nediva, and a generous spirit. Meaning he's not hoarding money for himself. By the way, there is nothing wrong with saving money. There's nothing wrong with 401ks and pension plans or life insurance, things like that. No problem whatsoever. But he's not obsessed with it. He doesn't hoard it. He doesn't save obsessive amounts of money saying, ooh, you know, I need this nest egg. And what usually happens is he leaves the world and the money goes to someone else anyway. And not necessarily his children, and even his children could sometimes misuse it. So he doesn't do all that stuff with his money. A Baal Bitachin utilizes his earnings to accomplish things in this world for good purposes. When he needs to give tzedakah, he does, to help people, to help build yeshivas, to help chesed organizations. And he realizes that's a tremendous achievement. Vim ene bal mamin, if he's not a wealthy man, yira, ki chesaren hamamin toiv ha-mitoivis ha-mokim ha-lov, that's because of his betochen, he will look at the lack of money as one of the benefits that Hashem made on him, conferred on him. Meneshen estalko me olav ha-choivis, because the obligations are now removed from him. Obligations which normally he would be obligated to Hashem and to people because of his money, and now he's a free man. So, again, this doesn't mean that financial difficulties aren't difficult. They are hardships. We talked about in other shiurim as well. You know, the basic things that one needs to, you know, to pay his basic needs and to do basic mitzvahs, you need money, and it's not a light matter. But at the same time, the obsessiveness over money, or someone who is not wealthy per se, it's because the wealth would ruin him. As we see many people who win the lottery, it ruins them. Now, a person who has money, he has with that gift comes a tremendous responsibility that's on his shoulders as well. Because then Hashem will put extra responsibility on him. Why didn't you help? There are poor people around. You're the one who I gave the money to help those poor people. A poor person is absolved from this. He has no money to give. So if a person is poor but has bitachin, he says that too is a gift from Hashem. Hashem is basically saying, I'm relieving you of this obligation. You don't have to worry. You're not responsible for giving tzedakah when you have no money. And you utilize gifts that I gave you are that are not money. A person has no money. The benefits is by being spared of the burden of maintaining or managing money. So he's not occupied with guarding his money. So he could put his mind to healthy things in serving Hashem. So a person who has a lot of property has to worry about his property. Now, when a person does have property, Hashem doesn't want you to neglect your wealth. Yes, you supervise it. Like in those days, they supervised their fields. The Amiroim did. The Tanoim did. You supervise. There's nothing wrong with that. But not to be overly obsessed with it. So, the idea being, a person who does not have betachin, he puts his effort on the business, because that's his life and his future, and he has nothing gained other than that. While if he works on his betachin, Hashem helps that person tremendously to liberate his mind from the burden of being enslaved by his business. Now, the next small piece is very, very fundamental, very, very foundational, so please pay attention. It was said by one of those people that were pious. He used to say, "Hamokim yatzileni mipizur hanefesh. May Hashem rescue me from the scattering of the soul." Pizur hanefesh means the scattering of the soul. Amrulai, so they asked him, the one who made this bracha, "Mahu pizur hanefesh? What does it mean, the scattering of the soul that you want Hashem to protect you from?" Amar sheali mamin b'reish kol nahar uvreish kol kirya, from having property in various all places, the head of each river, the head of each town. Because if his property is all over the place, his mind will be all over the place. If his property is in one place, it's easier to worry about because it's only in one place. So the idea is pizur hanefesh is the spreading of thoughts when they're scattered all over the place. They need this, they need that, and so on and so forth. In reality, we don't need anything other than Hashem. And therefore we ask, Hamokim yatzilenu mipizar nefesh. Hashem, please save me from the scattering of thoughts. Now, does this mean a person shouldn't have property? And if he has real estate in different places, he shouldn't have it? Of course he could have it. But his main focus is life itself. Uhumash amruzal, like the Pirkei Avos says, Marbe nechasim, marbe dago. If you have more property, you have more worries. Again, it does not mean that if someone gets property, throw it away, chas v'shalom. Doesn't mean Hashem gave you bank accounts, just throw it away, or don't involve in some healthy aspects of stocks, and so on. And v'ama ezo usher, who's a wealthy man, has to meyap echelke, someone who is happy with his lot. So, of course, Hashem gives you matanais. Appreciate those matanais. Have hakaras atayv when you do get money from Hashem and other types of gifts from Hashem. First of all, you become more happy by expressing this hakaras atayv. And secondly, you're expressing tremendous hakaras atayv to Hashem. You're thanking Hashem. If a person's not happy with that he has, then he won't talk with Hashem. So the key is being happy with one's own life. And David HaMelech was a king, and he was wealthy. Every king, to a certain degree, was wealthy. And David was a warrior, too. He had soldiers to help him. And then he says, Hashem li la yira. Hashem is with me. Who am I to fear? Hali nafshi, praise you, my soul. He always urged himself to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't mean a person should try to be poor. No, he could look for wealth. He could enjoy wanting to perceive wealth. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's done in a very, very measured and very, very healthy way. To constantly thank Hashem, whether he enjoys a lot, whether he enjoys a little. David HaMelech, when he was conquering his enemies, he was busy all over. But his mind was on Hashem always. He trained himself since he was young. I'm thinking about Hashem now. Hashem is my shepherd. I am not lacking. And the study of bitachin is wealth. It gives you the ability to truly be happy in your own life, and to be healthy and well. Omehem, another advantage of bitachin is ki b'atech b'Hashem lo yimoneu rav hamomem b'atech b'Hashem. If someone has a lot of money, it won't prevent him from trusting Hashem. But they say, inenu seimech al hamomem, he's not relying on the money. U'beinu k'pikadin, it's like a deposit held to him. In other words, every wealthy person needs to know that their money is placed by him as a reserve, and Tzivu is commanded l'shtamash boy al kaponim, to use it to a certain way of inyanim uchadim l'zman kotzah, for a certain purpose for a limited time. So even a wealthy person that has tons of money in his bank account recognizes, if he's a religious Jew connected to Hashem, that he really has no money of his own. And he's just a pikadon handing it over to the correct places to hand it over. Then he asked me, "Ki yuma yetzlei?" And if the money continues remaining with him, levayit bavura, he won't become rebellious because of the extra money that he has. He may actually use it in tremendously beautiful ways. He should not remind the person who is generally ordered. Was ordered to give his money about his generosity. And that's like the idea. It's a big schus when a rich man gives money and when they ask what you're going to put on the plaque or whatever things. And he shouldn't remind the person to whom he was ordered to give his money about his generosity. In other words, he shouldn't insist on recognition for the money he gave, or the gratitude. He shouldn't demand gratitude for the money he gave. So in other words, when you're giving out tzedakah, recognize it's not your money. Person thanks you for tzedakah, it's not your money. When the rich person is giving out money and they're making banquets for him and they're putting his name on the building, it's not my money, it's Hashem's money. He does not expect any type of reward. He thanks Hashem to make him an agent for his goodness. What does it mean for his goodness? To treat other people with goodness and to benefit himself. The rich person should think, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to help people. Baruch Hashem, I can help yeshivas. Baruch Hashem, I'm helping myself because the money I'm giving is a zechus for me. It's an opportunity for me. And if he loses the money, he doesn't worry. He won't mourn the fact that he does not have it anymore. It's a new stage in life. He'll thank Hashem for removing the deposit from him. Just like he thanked him when he gave him the money. And he will rejoice in what he has. So now that he has no money, he's just as happy as when he had money. He'll never seek to injure anyone or blame anyone. He won't be jealous of other people who has money. Like it says, tzaddik, the tzaddik eats to satiate himself. So in other words, as long as the righteous person has something to eat, he's happy. Now, we have to know it's easy to say but difficult to do. It's difficult to do because it takes work, but that is bitachin. Bitachin is a wealth of the mind. Bitachin is trusting Hashem. That's the real wealth. The real wealth is your emuna in Hashem. Baruch Hashem ashi yiftach. Baruch hagever ashi yiftach b'Hashem. Blessed is the man who trusts in Hashem. V'ya Hashem iftachay, then Hashem will be his security. So if you have betachin in your mind, you are the wealthiest person in the world because of the betachin you have in your mind. Bracha and hatzlacha.